words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Awlakis or Vietnamese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Thai, and Turkish.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami.
Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic. V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po škocjanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorijo Cerkvenikov most. Naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko. Po Postonski jami z njeno človeško ribico in po prestolnici Ljubljana, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostalin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Med svojo turnejo leta 1999, ko je predavala v 18 evropskih državah na željo po duhovnosti kopalečih ljudi, je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj sprejela povabilo blagoslovljene slovenske dežele. Kasneje je takole izpovedala svoje iskrene misli o slovenskih ljudeh.
The Slovenian people are very pure. I like them very much. It's the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression.
And then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, we were just so happy to feel the whole atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Najvišja mojstrica Činghaj se je vrnila v očarljivo republiko leta 2007, da bi osebno podelila nagrado za sijajno svetovno vodenje tedanjemu predsedniku Drnovšku, za njegovo razsvetljeno vodenje svoje dežele, kot tudi za svetovna humanitarna prizadevanja.
Februarja 2008 je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj odložila vse svoje številne obveznosti in odpotovala v slovensko prestolnico, da bi se pridružila ljudstvu pri slovesu od njihovega drugega predsednika, doktorja Janeza Drnovška. Med svojim kratkim bivanjem se je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. Pri tem je tudi podarila 20.000 evrov v podporo Valdorski šoli in fundaciji za pomoč otrokom.
Veseli nas, da lahko z vami podelimo intervju najvišje mojstrice Činghaj za Radio Televizijo Slovenije.
Primordial energy. And that energy can do anything, can feel any wish, can heal any sickness, can calm any nerve, can erase any violence. Because that's our true self, and that energy already love.
So these two vibrations are something that everybody already has.
Yeah, we have it. We are made from it.
And with this meditation, this awakens.
Not awaken, remember it. But you can say awaken, of course, with this living language is limited, of course. Mm-hmm. But just remember where to find it, and just every day remember that we are that and not this, not physical body. We will know it.
Every day is that yes. Important, that is every day, this continuity.
Yes, yes. So just like every day you eat something, every day we have to take more food for our soul until we've grown up, you know, until we truly realize that, because we are forgotten long time, you see. So even if you awaken for one moment, you see the light and you know you are with God and you emerge in a beautiful thousand kind of light, like thousand sun, so bright, and you feel you disappear in that light, and you feel loved, and you feel extremely blissful. Even that one time will make you remember that, oh, wow, I remember this thing, so I'm going to try to remember it every day until I'm sure of it, you see? So even that one time, and then later continue, so that every day you remind more, you more reassure of yourself, and then you will forget the illusion then.
Is this what we call enlightenment?
Yes, madam. Enlightenment come every day. Come immediately at the time of initiation, but come every day too.
In other words, this can be explained like when you feel love.
Yes, very simple. You just feel like, oh my God. You know, like, okay, if you have been in love and you know that person loves you, the beginning of the courtship, that's how it feels, but put a million times.
That's very good.
Then you will know what is love mean, really. And with that love, you can only love back everything else. You cannot have hatred, you can not really have anger for anybody. Even if you have, you know it's a temporary, it's just like a necessary reaction, but you're not deep in it, you see? Mm-hmm. Yes.
This queen, I read somewhere, is a Tibetan goddess of compassion, something like that?
Yes, because actually the name Kuan Yin means contemplate on the world, on the sound, the vibration, the energy of the universe. There are two kinds of energy. One vibrates, one manifests in like melodious, heavenly, but you can only hear it inside. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I'm sitting here, for example, I'm hearing God's heaven music, but you don't hear it because your ear is not open. You forgot where to listen. Mm-hmm. So initiation means I show you, look, you do this and you listen. But you have to continue in a God's way, in a children of God's noble way, you see? So not killing and all that, it's just a part of it. It's not like God get angry with you because you kill the animal or you eat meat, it's not like that. But if we are God's children, we act like God. If you are a child of a king, you are almost like a king, you act like a king. So if we really want to remember ourselves, remember our great self, we act great. And after we remember that, we act great anyway. All compassion, all love, all wise. And we know better than before. And the more we meditate, the more we know better. Yes. And we come to endless of love and endless of learning, endless of remembering. Yes. And the Kuan Yin just means to contemplate on the sound as the world. They call her Kuan Yin in the beginning. It's not just Tibetan. We have Kuan Yin in Vietnam, we have Kuan Yin in China, and the word Kuan Yin from China. That means contemplate on the sound. They call her that when she was alive because she contemplate on the sound. But it doesn't mean the goddess of mercy only. They call her that. Of course, she was merciful, but it means contemplating on the sound, the melodious heaven.
What would be the difference, let's say, contemplation is one way to get this connection with the God.
Yes.
But it's something very peaceful. On the other side, let's say, you know, yoga or some kind of disciplines, they do a lot of work with the body. Do you think it's necessary to do the work also with the body?
Well, this exercise is healthy.
Healthy?
Yeah. But we, in our group, we don't emphasize too much on that. We exercise just reasonably, you know. Before we meditate, to relax the body, and after meditation, to
get rid of the stiffness in the body.
Yeah, we have to go back to real life to go working. Mm-hmm. You have to flex your muscle again, you come back to the body again, and do all, you know, social service, eh? But if you have more time, you can do more yoga practice, physical yoga practice is no harm. But that is not a mean for enlightening. Enlightening don't come with the body. We need the body, okay, we are here, but enlightenment has nothing to do with the body. You could even go out of the body and be enlightened. And mostly you do. So that you get out of the prison in order to see better, you know? We can't see heaven because we're so imprisoned in here. So if the soul is free, we merge with the light, with the reality. Mm-hmm. We out of the body when we in samadhi.
Now that a lot of these workshops, a lot of people are talking about this light.
Yes, yes, I know.
There are much more than, let's say, 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
Yes.
Why do you think that this spirituality spread so much, especially now here on the Western world?
Uh-huh. It's time. It's time. Just like when you grow up, then you just fall in love. It's time. Why didn't you fall in love when you were four or five? Yeah.
So
just time. Humans mature.
It's now we are teenagers.
Yeah, it's actually a golden age, beginning of golden age. You see more peace in the world now, more spiritual, more vegetarian people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, even we have one here and there, but less than before. But now we have television, so we look like a lot more. But actually, according to research, it's 50-60% less, and now even less. It's a pity that if we don't have a planet, then the golden age is short-lived, but we are beginning of golden age.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are more spiritual, yeah? And because now we have the media, like the journalists, the reporter, they introduce it to the people at large, you see? And then everybody watch TV and say, there's a yoga class, where and where, and how it benefits your body. So you go and sign up and do yoga. And there's a newspaper writing, also teacher from Himalaya teaching this cool method. We experience it, and it's really working. It helps your brain, it helps more intelligent, and more relaxed, and more healthy. And then everybody read your journal, your comment, and they go try, and it's really work. And then that person introduced to his neighbor or his friend, and that's how it spread. Also, thanks to the media and all. Yes.
Will this help also, let's say, all these diseases coming out and this pandemic?
Yes. It would help, madam, it would help, but there are not enough people to try. I would like more people to try. They don't have to follow my path, you know. Of course, I know it's the best path, but I know everyone has their choice. So even if they don't follow me, please don't follow, then don't follow, fine. But just follow anyone else, do yoga, relax, meditation, relaxing you. Because once you relax, you can think of your problem and solve it better. Even that, even just a minimum 20 minutes, 30 minutes meditation a day on any calming meditation and harmless meditation method. I mean, you have to clear your mind, you meditate just for the sake of peace. Then that would be good for the world even, because the thought is very powerful. If you meditate just for peace, for yourself, peacefulness and for love, so that you have more love, more peace, then it will affect the world anyway. Just be yourself, relax, you know, find a way to relax yourself and avoid animal products so that there are more killing of innocent life. That's all there is you need to do.
One other rules. Also about sexuality,
yes.
and it seems very old-fashioned for nowadays to have only one partner, because it's not modern anymore. Why is this so important?
Oh, for peace of mind, no? Ask everybody, can he even deal with one wife, or why deal with many? Also, you see, sexual transmitted disease and all that, it's from the ancient time. Or the teacher advised you to stick to one. It's even for health reason already. They're wise, they know it.
So these old rules of our grandmothers not to have sex before the marriage and so on were quite...
It's wise. Fancy if you're a teenager, just in high school and have a child, difficult to rise up when you're not even wise enough. You're not even capable to take care of yourself yet.
There were less problems.
Less problems. You see, it's already wise. It's already helpful. You see, it's not old-fashioned. These are good rules, yeah? And if you don't want to break your own heart, you know, with your breaking the relationship, why you go break somebody else's marriage? So we stick with one partner. So it's just common sense. It's just a human standard. It's not even moral standard. It's not even heavenly quality, nothing like that. just to be pure human, we should keep to some basic. What we don't want to be done to us, we don't do to others. That means that why including vegetarian diet. Because the animal, they get hurt, they bleed just like us, and they're screaming and they're terrified. And scientists already proved that they have feeling. If you have a dog, you know he has feeling. And dog is no different from cows or pigs. They already even proved that the pigs are even more intelligent than some dogs, yeah, for example.
And the dogs are usually more lovable than the people.
Yes, for example, yes. So why kill such lovable, intelligent and, you know, affectionate animals? Just to eat. We could eat anything else. You know, you don't even need to talk a dog's language. If you cut his finger, he scream. You want to hurt him, he suffer. He will bark or he will scream and he run away. The same with you, just imagine it's you. Imagine the pig is you. And you were squeezing in that kind of industrial life. You can't even move the whole life. Standing there, cramped and dirty and cold and squeezing like that. And the cows and any of them. Imagine it's us. That's it. That's all we can understand. But most people, because they don't know, they don't ever go to a slaughterhouse, they cannot imagine what it's like for these animals. The meat is already put on top of the table, like a piece of chocolate even, decorated with flour outside and everything. It looks like a harmless thing. So people are being misled terribly. It's not their fault that they don't know.
I remember the first year you were in Ghana.
Yes.
You had the lecture, and some people asked you about when you said that the spiritual work is not supposed to be charged.
Yes.
And some ask about, let's say, Reiki, I do it for my living.
Understand.
And you said, also? And they were very shocked. And
yeah.
Why? Why all this, what is divine knowledge, let's say,
yes.
We are not supposed, we have to do it for free.
But I also say somewhere else, suppose you don't do anything else and you need to find a living, then you just take what you need, just enough, you know, and thank you heaven for that. Not take it for granted that, okay, I heal you, I take money. You see, it's different from doctor. Doctor, he has to study like 12, 15, 20 years to be where he is, and he owns money in the bank, in the government, he has to pay back. You see, he invests in it, and then he has to take medicine and equipment and pay for the office, so he takes the money. So in a way, the doctor, he can charge something, like a physical service, but something to do with spiritual, like Reiki. Reiki is not physical.
No.
We are using maybe universal energy, which is also inherent in your patient. So in any way, you should direct him back to his own healing power. Remember Jesus, when somebody touched his cloak and said, thank you for healing me, he said, you heal yourself. Your faith had healed you.
Yes.
Even Jesus don't proclaim that he healed and charged for it. Even though everybody knows he has this power. Not that he is not aware of it, but he knows that his power is also in you, in that person. Even if that person is not awakened to it yet, but he knows it. So he just tells the truth, you see? So anything that is invisible, anything we borrow from the universal power, in my humble opinion, we should not charge. But by no means that if you do that just for a living, then okay, you need to. If you devote yourself 24 hours just for that, then how do you live without taking something? It's a different thing. But have to know that it's not like, okay, that's a rightful thing to do and I'm entitled to it. You are entitled, but at the same time, you should humbly thank the heaven to giving you the gift, you know? And okay, you need something for living, but that has nothing to do with healing people. You see what I mean? People offer something of gratitude. Okay, you accept it because you need it to continue your work for somebody else, maybe like that. But not to charge outright, like, okay, I'm doing your service, I charge. It's not like that. That's what I mean. You see, the mental conception has to change.
It's called the Supreme Master Television, right?
Yes.
And now you have it all over the world already?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of news you have? I know you support this positive, constructive news.
Yes. Any news that is helpful for others and the planet. Any news that is charitable, compassionate, heroic, selfless, serving others, you know, without reward, or helping the planet in any way, helping other fellow human beings, helping animals, helping the environment, helping to save the planet, or encouraging other people, anything that offers service for the benefit of others and yourself, we broadcast these news. Because this is a direction everybody should go. Maybe they don't know it before, because nobody really air on that and people forget. Now we keep reminding them. Maybe it helps. It did help. Not as quick as I want, but it does help somehow, and it's better than nothing. Also, besides, we want to help people relax. You know, you come home at 6 o'clock after the whole day headache already, a lot of work, and then you sit down, bombing over there, suicide over there, killing over there, oh God. And it makes you more depressed, and you don't want to work, you have no more energy to want to do anything. But if you see some positive news, people will give to this person, say that, I always wanted to do that, now I will find time to do that, because that's what I wanted to do. See, reminding your goodness self, and you just say, that's what I wanted to do, I know that. You see what I mean? Somebody has to remind somebody.
Well, I don't know how to say it, but talking with you seems everything so much simple. just, you know, be concentrated or have your attention, my attention, everybody said, on the positive things, and everything is nice then. It seems so simple.
Yeah, if you hear some good news, don't you feel better than me?
Yes, of course we do, that's true.
And, madam, you know, scientifically already proven, they already did research that miserable movies, violent movies, depressing movies aggravate your health problem. If you're sick already, it makes you more sick. Mm-hmm. If your condition already weak, they make you weaker. It makes your sickness worse. It's already proven by research. So it's nothing new that I'm talking about, or nothing new about our conception of positive news. Everybody knows, just need reminding.
So that's what we think about what we see or what we hear has a much bigger influence on our body than
big time our level. Yeah, you are a journalist, you know many information. Even pregnant woman, and if you want to have beautiful children, boys or girls, you put beautiful picture around, you sing melody, talk to him, read good book to him, and he be born intelligent, beautiful already. It's not only genetic. You see that?
Yes.
The thought, the visual, the taste, the touch, they all help to contribute of what we are. Of course, now if you're born and raised in violent and street gangs, and then you continue like that. But maybe one day you wake up, but at first it's difficult, you see? You decide to wake up and get out of it, then you do it. Same with our planet right now, we still have a little chance to do it, so if everybody change, no more killing animals, no more raising animals, just leave them as they are right now, and no more motivate, and then we can, because even physically speaking, they use up a lot of water, not to talk about the gas or pollution, they use a lot more than human use, clean water, beautiful meadow, because when we raise cattle, 50 years later, we cannot even cultivate on that land because it's been so hard and, you know, pressure and, barren. 50 years after raising cattle on one piece of land, that useless, the land is still useless. 50 years after that's yeah. our lifetime, madam. Yes. You see, yeah. have to wait 50 years after in order to cultivate that land.
So a little bit more awareness, right?
Yes, awareness. We just decide to be good, that's it. Yes, to be noble, to be good. When we think about how the animals suffer in such a situation, cramp factory, get kicked out, electric probe so that they stand up again so that they can be qualified for slaughter, and some view just stand weak, deprived of light and everything just so that their meat tender and white all their life like that, and then get slaughtered on time. How we have the heart to continue to support this kind of cruelty?
Everything is a vibration, as you said at the beginning.
Yes.
It's just a vibration that we also feel in a way that we are not aware of. I mean, this vibration of this suffering
yes.
in our animals.
Yes. So we just have to change. It's just a new habit, that's it, you know? You don't like orange juice, then just drink apple juice. Just change, you know? Just like some people change, they don't smoke, they adapt a different habit. So we change, we have meatless diet, something, just change habit. People think they cannot do it, they can. It's so strong, I mean, it's all habit only. It's all habit. We just change the habit.
And everything is changing anyway.
And everything will change, yes. And if you don't change, the planet will change. And we all go anyway, so no need to be picky about meat or not meat, we all go. See what I mean? Compassion we must have. And just from compassion alone, we should stop eating meat because it causes untold suffering to the helpless, innocent animal. They do us no harm. They do us no harm. And we're not starving without them. We have all kinds of food to eat. Millions of people around the planet are vegetarian, and they're happy and they're okay. So just change the habit. That's all that is. Change the habit. Change the habit into vegetarian, change the habit into using energy, renewable energy.
I remember now some doctors say that, and this happened also, I think was, is there the notion that
yes.
if you are very ill,
mm-hmm.
you have to eat meat? But you said that eating the meat even make the illness worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How many people in the hospital tell me who are eating meat? How many are vegetarian in there? See, vegetarian, they hardly go in there. They don't need to. Do you see what I mean? It's all proven everywhere. Just, it depends on humanity if they want to listen, if they want to choose it or not. They want to choose to be noble and loving and healthy. Or they just don't care, just like some people, they want to change the habit of smoking or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want, we cannot do much if they don't want. I want them to want a better thing for themselves and for the planet. Just desire to change, that's it. Change the habit. Yes, change the habit. It's not that difficult, it's easy.
Mm. One after another.
Yes, and even it's healthy for you.
Healthy. Yeah.
It's proven. But of course, humans, they have free will. They choose what they want. It's like some people, they know a harmful cigarette, but they don't quit. And some trying to quit, and then they succeed, see? Maybe not easy in the beginning, but it's all here. If you decide to do something, it's your life. You decide to do what, you do what. Yeah. And I think we should change, everyone should change to vegetarian diet, because this decision will be good for everybody. You will help to save millions of lives, not just yourself, you see? Because this affects everybody, not just yourself. If we eat meat, then people have to raise cattle and it harms the planet. And when it harms the planet, it harms us, it harms your neighbors, your nations, everything else.
So.
We should sacrifice.
That being a vegetarian is at least one thing everybody can do
yes.
to save this planet.
Yeah, individually, at least, if you're not a scientist even.
Yes.
It's just so easy to do to save the planet like that. And then the government have to help, ne? Maybe distribute more information, encouraging more vegetarian diet lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the media help to spread out more news about the goodness of vegetarian. You have to be like a fashion. It's like a surge of new wave information, new positive, constructive ideas and information about how good it is, a vegetarian diet. And it has been proven such and such. Just bombarding the whole planet with a new energy of compassion and love and healthy. Everybody will join in. Now, you know that. After the cigarette ban, many countries, the heart rate disease gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And many other diseases less. And even people smoke less also. Because it's all official and everybody encourage everybody now. You see what I mean? Now the whole government support smoking ban, and then they suddenly smoke less. They realize that this is no big deal just to forget this cigarette. No big deal to help to clean the air for other people, or babies, or children who is exposed to them. They realize more and more because why? Because the government support this program, the media support this program, everybody spread out more information about harmless, the harmfulness of cigarette, so they're more aware of it. Before it's just a label and just talk, but not the real picture. Now everybody support, supportive energy is very important. So if the government really make it all open out, we must be vegetarian, we should be for the sake of the planet even. Not to talk about compassion, heaven, nothing yet, okay, just for yourself. Just like cigarette quitting, it's good. Then everybody, suddenly, the whole awareness, energy in the whole planet will help people to quit meat eating, quit meat diets, like with the meatless diet.
And then can the consciousness change?
Consciousness change, more compassion, more love, less war, less aggression. And then you will know the real choice then. Then it just works automatically, yes. Of course, they have to be more spiritual aware also. But we begin first where we can, vegetarian diet. And then you go join yoga or you pray. You will be more in touch with nature, more connected with the whole universe, the whole creation. You will change. And then later, you will seek more spiritual help from inside or outside. And then the whole planet will become different. It will be heaven on earth. I hope I live to see that day, Madam, you and I.
We will hope.
No more killing, no more war. People will be more aware about the cruelty that involved in such meat-based diet. They will become meatless diet more and more all the time. Not because of the planet, but people will be more aware. And the more, if you change to vegetarian and become compassionate, very quick, simple, more connected with animals, more understand their feelings, more love, good for them and good for the planet. But I would have a wishful vision that everyone become vegetarian, vegan, you know, and leave the poor animals alone.
Why is also the eggs included in this diet, not diet?
The eggs exclude?
I mean, not eating eggs.
Because to eat egg, you have to raise animals, right? You can come to raising stocks again. That's number one thing. Number two, that is physical, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Eggs have all kind of salmonella and stuff in there, also not good for you. Yeah. Eat too much egg to damage your liver. It's too much concentrated protein for your liver to digest. You have all kind of different disease, or maybe high in cholesterol. Yes, that's physical, okay? Now, invisible things. Not even spiritual, but like other side of life. Huh? Spiritual speaking, is some eggs might contain life in it. You don't know which one with, which one without. It's all mixed in the supermarket, you never know. That's one thing. So, two things. Eggs attract negative power, negative energies. So the more you eat that, the more you be irritated. Sometimes you get even possessed and you don't know why. You don't get possessed for nothing. There must be something in your life that's out of balance. so that your God has been destroyed, that the guardian angel is even helpless to help you, and your body God, your natural God, has been broken somehow, so that disease or unfavorable entity, that energy can enter your body and destroy your strong willpower controlling your own destiny. You see what I mean?
Yes, you remember me now, I read somewhere that the witches use eggs in the magic.
Yeah, in their ritual to attract the entity out of your body.
Yes.
Or to feed the
negative energy.
Yes, or to feed the negative energy so they can use it to harm somebody else.
Yes.
X represent life and death. Life reborn and birth and death. So that kind attract this kind of death energy. See, it's very logical.
It is. We just don't know enough things to understand everything, especially this not physical, but what we don't see.
Yes.
It's very hard to understand.
Yes, that's why I'm 100%. But it's logical, you know. Egg represents the womb and the birth and death. If you have birth, you have death again. So we'll be always recycling in this suffering circle. So egg is a representative of that. You see? So it's not just spiritual, not just compassion, not avoiding negative force with energy, but also to cut the cycle of suffering. And you don't have to be reborn and die, reborn and die, suffering meanwhile again. Free yourself, you see?
Veseli nas, da danes z nami spremljate besede modrosti. Pridružite se nam, prosim, znova v petek za zaključek intervjuja najvišje mojstrice Ching Hai za Radio Televizijo Slovenije. Prosimo, ostanite z nami in spremljajte še več pozitivnega programa, ki sledi na Supreme Master Television. Naj nebesa obdarijo vaše življenje z resnico, lepoto in krepostjo.
It is our joy to have you with us today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again Friday for the conclusion of Supreme Master Ching Hai, an interview with RTV Slovenia. And now, please stay tuned for more positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grace your life with truth, beauty, and virtue.